own journey because we're too close to it. But every time you tell your story, you remind someone else that God is still in the business of restoration. Hi, family. Welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm Katie Lee, and I'm so grateful you're here with me as we start a brand new season. Season 2 was all about learning to rest, reset, and strengthen our faith through life storms. But now, it's time to step into something new. This season, we're focusing on purpose through perseverance, how what you've been through can become what you give back. Because if you allow it, God will use all of it for His glory. Today's episode is titled, From Testing to Testimony, Sharing What God Has Done. Because every test, every tear, and every moment you thought you wouldn't make it, God was writing a story of redemption through it all. Your voice carries healing, your story carries light, and someone is waiting to hear how you made it through. So let's go ahead and get an understanding of the power of testimony. A testimony isn't just a story about your past. It's evidence of God's goodness in your present. It's living proof that grace wins, that hope survives, and that faith still works. We often underestimate the power of our own journey because we're too close to it. But every time you tell your story, you remind someone else that God is still in the business of restoration. We've all faced moments that test our faith, seasons that stretched us to the edge. But what the enemy meant for harm, God will use it to reveal His strength. Let's look at two biblical insights. Revelation 12:11. They triumph over Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Psalm 66:16. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what He has done for me. These verses remind us that your story carries power. It's about proof. Proof that God is who He says He is. Proof that He can turn mourning into dancing and weakness into strength. When you speak about what God has done, you not only encourage yourself, you give others permission to believe again. Think about a time when you didn't see a way out, but somehow God made a way. That's not just a memory, it's your testimony, and someone needs to hear it. You don't have to wait until everything looks perfect to share it. God uses stories that are still being written. Let's look at 5 ways of turning your tests into a testimony. 1. Reflect with honesty. Before sharing your story, take time to reflect. It's okay to acknowledge that it was difficult and that it caused pain. Be truthful about the pain, but also about the purpose. Ask yourself, where did I see God's hand even when I didn't understand His plan? 2. Recognize God's redemption. Your story doesn't glorify the struggle. It glorifies the Savior who carried you through it. Focus on how God restored, strengthened, or even taught you something new. Maybe He gave you peace when you should have fallen apart. Maybe He sent someone just in time. Maybe He's still healing you. And that's redemption in progress. 3. Release the fear of judgment. It's easy to think, who would want to hear my story? But the truth is, someone's breakthrough is waiting on your boldness. Someone out there needs to know that they are not alone in what they're facing. Don't let fear silence the very thing God wants to use. 4. Share with purpose. You don't need a platform to testify. You don't have to be perfect or polished to share your story. Start with one person, one conversation, one post, or one prayer. The goal isn't how many people hear you. It's that someone hears you. Sharing what God has done brings healing to you and hope to others. Testimonies are seeds of faith planted in others. 5. Rejoice in the ripple effect. When you share your testimony, it creates ripples of faith. You never know who might hear it, feel encouraged, or start trusting God again because you spoke up. Every time you share what God has done, you bring light into the world. Your courage strengthens other believers' faith. Your victory gives someone else permission to believe again. You are living proof that God is still working. Listen, overcomers, your story matters. The tests you faced weren't wasted. They were shaping your message. You don't have to wait until everything looks perfect to share it. God uses even the unfinished parts of your story to reach someone right where they are. So this week, I want to encourage you, take a few minutes to write down one moment in your life where you've seen God's hand clearly at work. Then thank Him for how far He's brought you. And if you feel led, share that story with someone who needs encouragement, because you never know whose heart it might touch. Now, if this episode encouraged you, share it with someone who needs to be reminded that God is still writing beautiful stories out of broken places. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a review. It helps more overcomers find this community. And follow me on Instagram at @ifonlyoneovercomes for more encouragement and prayers. And remember, your story isn't over. It's just beginning to bless someone else. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are an overcomer. And before we go, I just want to give you a glimpse of what's coming next week. In our next episode, walking boldly in your purpose, trusting the path God has prepared, how to step forward after the storm, how to move with confidence in what God is calling you to do, and stop second guessing your worth or your readiness. You've shared your story. Now it's time to live it out. So join me next week as we keep walking this journey of faith together. And as always, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.